From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is walking the beach on Long Island. Along the east side of Willapa Bay and the west side of Long Island, there are cliffs of red sediments eroding into the water. The cliffs are formed of hundreds of layers of cobbles, sand, silt, clay, shells, logs, and fine woody debris. Some are old oyster and clam reefs with shells upright in growing positions. Some are channels with shells, logs, and wood fragments in the channel bottoms. Tide flat layers have fine sediments with ripples that formed as they were laid down in water. Old river channels are beds of round cobbles. Wood and shells make dating layers simple. All of these sediments were placed during the Pleistocene and are less than 2 million years old. Most are less than 500,000 years old. One of the best places to see these layers is on the west side of Long Island, from Diamond Point to Smoky Hollow. North of Smoky Hollow is an exposure more than 50 feet high. The highest elevation on Long Island is 170 feet, from high tide to hilltop. The island is formed of Pleistocene marine sediments. Cliffs erode with each storm, and waves break up the fines, clays, silts, and sands, and carry them away. Only coarse sand and cobbles stay behind, which form beaches at the base of the cliffs. These are diverse and include igneous basalt, andesite, diorite, sedimentary sandstones and mudstones, and metamorphic agates, chalcedony, and serpentinite. On the southwest end of the island are tiny outcrops of Eocene basalt, fragments of Silesia terrane, an oceanic plateau that western Washington and Oregon now sit on. This terrane formed on a seafloor spreading zone that began erupting 56 million years ago and also forms the headlands of Cape Disappointment. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.